Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on this marvelous Monday morning. I'm Harold Herring and my fine wife, Bev, will be with us in a day or so. She's overcoming attacks of the enemy on her health. So pray for Bev. You know, today's call, we're going to talk about hallelujah. I'm excited about this. 7 obstacles to overcome personal change. 7 obstacles to overcome personal change. You know, I've written about change. In fact, I have over 2,000 teachings, television scripts, Rich Thoughts conference calls, or sermons where I've discussed how it's absolutely necessary for us to change in order to become the person that God wants us to be. You know, I've just checked, and there's over 150 Rich Thoughts nuggets which talk about how we must change to embrace our destiny. But as I sit here on this Monday morning, I'm feeling impressed to once again talk about change. There are 7 personal obstacles that each of us must face, fight, and win before we'll ever manifest the kind of life changes we desire. 1, recognize the necessity of change. Romans 12:2, Classic Amplified Bible, reveals the need for change in our lives. Truthfully, on a daily basis, it says, here's what the verse says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. 1, do not be conformed to this world, this age. 2, fashion after and adapted to its external superficial customs. 3, be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind. 4, by its new ideals and its new attitude. 5, so that you may prove for yourselves. 6, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God? 7, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Wow. I'm sure you're surprised that I didn't quote Romans 12:2 in the New Living Translation, which says in part, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Hallelujah. And Romans 12:2 in the Contemporary English Version says, don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think. Then you'll know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to Him. Your thoughts, new thoughts, become a motivation to change. 2, you can't just talk it, you have to walk it. Can't just talk it, you have to walk it. Some people live behind a facade, pretending to be what they're not. Time for us to get real. No facade, just God. There are those who pretend to live righteous Christian lives with everything under control, but it's not. You ever seen a duck swimming on the surface? He's seemingly without effort gliding along. Ever under the water, the duck is pedaling like crazy in an effort to stay afloat. 1 John 3:18, God's Word Translation. Dear children, we may show love through our actions that are sincere, not through empty words. And Benjamin Franklin once said, well done is better than well said. God sees the actions we take. Proverbs 5:21, God's Word Translation. Each person's ways are clearly seen by the Lord, and He surveys all His actions. Andrew Carnegie, the industrialist, once said, as I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do. It's time for us to walk the talk as we're changed into His image and likeness. Number three, get rid of your security blanket. Some people never change because they're comfortable living within the, well, within the security blanket of mediocrity. These folks never take a risk because they're afraid of the unknown, of failure. It's not the way to live. It's not even the way to exist. Dr. Benjamin Carson, a man that I greatly admire, and the former Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Renewal in the Trump administration, he once said, "It's very important for people to know themselves and understand what their value system is. Because if you don't know what your value system is, then you don't know what risks are worth taking and which ones are worth avoiding." It's a great quote. History is filled with stories of people who never ventured outside of their comfort zone, even though they had a million-dollar idea, because it was comfortable with no fear of failure. It's time to turn loose your security blanket and get out of your comfort zone. But the changes you make in your daily life, by the changes that you make in your daily life and habits. Ask yourself, what one habit would you like to have more than anything else? Job 22:26, Classic Amplified Bible. "You shall also decide and decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways." Number four, don't be delusional. If you want to accomplish something which you're either not doing or trying, then talk of success is delusional. Suppose you were to walk up to Eric Clapton, one of the greatest guitar players ever, and say, "Hey, Eric, I've always wanted to play a great guitar. Could you give me a few lessons, a few pointers?" Clayton would probably respond, "Of course. Let's start with what you already know. Play me a few chords." The person responds, "Well, I've never even picked up a guitar. I just thought it'd be fun to play one, and it would impress my girlfriend." Can you imagine who wouldn't be impressed? Eric Clapton. Because his time was just wasted by someone who was, well, delusional. To think you can be successful without making an effort is delusional and an attitude that must change. This is truth in many personal goals, like weight release. It's irresponsible to have a Snicker bar between meals and think you're going to lose weight. Not happening. Use wisdom. That's why God offers it to us freely. Number five, reluctance to change. Sadly, I've seen a reluctance to change more in the church than any other sector of our economy. Some people think any kind of change is bad because they assume anything different is automatically worse. Don't resist change. Embrace it. When people fear change because it will require more effort on their part, some people have a reluctance to change in the marketplace because they feel it will be a threat to their job, their performance, their future. Change is inevitable, so embrace the change. Remember, the only way you'll get to lead the band is if you're willing to face the music. Number six, create a new reality by changing. Create a new reality by changing. Matthew 3:2. And saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for repent is G3344. And it means, get this now, to change one's mind. To change one's mind. The Amplified Bible translation of Matthew 3:2 says, "And saying, repent, think differently, change your mind, regretting your sins and changing your conduct, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." When a person will spend eternity where they will spend heaven or eternity, heaven or hell, changes when they change their mind. Whether you live in lack or surplus changes when you change your mind. Whatever circumstance you're dealing with, change when you change your mind. That's why and how Ephesians 4:3 in the Living Bible says, now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better. Hallelujah. And number 7, recognize you can't change anything by yourself. Change is a decision, but you're going to need help. Think about these 3 scriptures. First, Acts 3:19, Living Bible. Now change your mind and your attitude to God. Turn to Him so He can cleanse away your sins and send you wonderful times of refreshment from the presence of the Lord. Second, Colossians 1:6, 1:6 New Living Translation. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere, changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. Third, Psalm 37:5, New Living Translation says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. How do you remove obstacles to changes that you desire in your life? Romans 12:1-2, Message Bible. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God. Place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants you to do and quickly respond to it. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. Here it comes. God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you. How do you avoid obstacles? By allowing God to bring the best out of you, by allowing Him to transform your life. It's just that simple. Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.